John Campbell's here, our economics and business editor. He's a very serious little man. Good morning to you, John.
Morning.
Good morning. You are a very serious man, aren't you?
Serious
with
times,
all, with Stephen. All of your numbers and your number crunching.
Yeah.
And interest rates have gone down.
They have. They're down to just a quarter of 1%. The previous record low was a half of 1%, so they've been slashed in half, if you like. So basically, just above zero, record low in the 400 years more that the Bank of England has been setting interest rates is as low as they've ever got.
I know, John, you're intrigued in my personal life, about my personal life, right?
Absolutely.
So can I tell you this?
Yes.
Here's the deal I'm on. I think it's a brilliant deal. I'm on base plus 0.5% for my mortgage for the rest of my life.
It's a very, very good deal indeed.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Base plus 0.5%. So I'm now paying 0.75% interest on my mortgage.
So basically you don't pay hardly any interest at all.
That's right.
And that's a lifetime tracker, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I would advise you...
They don't give those deals out anymore.
No. I'm not qualified to give financial advice, but I would probably advise you strongly to stay on that product.
Oh, I'm staying in that product. Now, so it's good news, interest rates going down. It's good news, I guess, for people like me.
Absolutely,
it is. And bad news for people who have savings in the bank and they're relying on the interest from their savings to provide them with an income.
Yeah, and savings income really has been completely wrecked over the past sort of 5 or 6 years because interest rates have been so low. Another down to just a quarter of 1%. And there was somebody we interviewed yesterday for BBC Newsline said, you know, a few years ago, she had her money in her ISA. Every year you'd look at it and say, oh, yeah, I've made a few hundred quid there. She said, no, there's no point. There's virtually no return when you're investing in an ISA, a cash ISA, that is. So you might get some return.
That's not what you've just said. I know you haven't said it, but... Yeah. But some people might feel there's no point saving anymore. Is that where they want us? Do they want us putting our hands in our pocket and spending money?
That's completely the point of cutting interest rates. So what the Bank of England will do, they'll look around, say the economy looks like it's stalling, so they need people to be, and companies, to be out spending. So they make it less attractive to save money, to keep money on deposit, and more attractive to borrow money and go out and spend it. That's completely what the Bank of England are aiming to do with this policy. And in fact, they've said if they see the economy weakening any further, they could cut interest rates even further, right down to just 0.1%.
I don't understand, by the way. I wanted to ask you this. When we hear about, wasn't it Japan that had negative interest rates?
Yes, there's quite a few countries of negative interest rates.
I don't understand how that works. Do they pay us money?
In essence,
how does a negative interest rate work?
In essence,
you had minus 1%.
You have to pay the bank for them to look after your money is effectively how it works.
Honestly.
Yeah. So it doesn't tend to really work at consumer level. So, you know, your current account or your savings account doesn't really work like that. The way it works is that the high street banks, they will keep their reserves on deposit with the central bank, like the Bank of England or the Bank of Japan.
Yeah.
And if they want to do that, they get penalised. And then what will happen? So basically the central banks want those banks to go out lending money, not to be keeping it on deposit. That tends to ripple down the chain. So at the moment, what tends to happen is, say, in Japan, to really big corporate customers, the Japanese high street banks will be charging them to keep their money on deposit.
That's ridiculous.
That's just a desperate measure to try and get people to get out there and spend. There are other things that banks can do that nobody's done it yet. They've been maybe thinking about it in Japan, which is called helicopter money, which basically the bank, central bank, will just electronically create money and then just credit it to everybody's account.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Though Mark Carney has said that's not going to happen here. He doesn't think it's a good idea. But that's something which...
Imagine if that happened, though. Yeah. They just decide, we're going to all give you 100 grand each.
Yeah. Well, it probably wouldn't be that much. But
why doesn't the BBC do that with me? Just send money into my account.
But what we should be looking at, really, is come the autumn when the Chancellor is doing his autumn statement. And so he's in charge of fiscal policy, so that's tax and spending. The bank does monetary policy. So could you see, rather than trying to get us to spend by cutting interest rates, could there be another policy, say, for example, cutting VAT?
Does this then mean that we expect the housing market to recover and house prices to go up? Because if it's cheaper to borrow money in your mortgage, then does that incentivise people to go out and get a mortgage and buy a house?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts in that because, first of all, it's been really cheap to borrow for a long time. You know, you're getting fixed rates of less than 3%. So I don't necessarily think that there's been a lack of supply of mortgage lending. The issue probably has been demand. So if you're cutting them even further, is that going to give a boost in demand? Maybe pretty marginal. And actually what Mark Carney from the Bank of England was saying yesterday, the boss of the Bank of England was saying, he thinks that house prices might actually decline because the overall economy is weakening. So it's a bit of an uncertain picture.
And is he putting this down to Brexit, or is he not getting involved in that?
Oh, no, he's totally putting it down to Brexit. Although, I should say that if you look at the glide path of the UK economy over the last year or so, it has been slowing down. But Mark Carney is saying, yeah, Brexit has been a shock to the economy. There's evidence that businesses have paused their investment and paused their hiring. And so he thinks that growth next year for the UK as a whole is going to be really low, less than 1%. He thinks unemployment is going to start ticking up, and he thinks that house prices are likely to come down. So that's why they made the move to cut interest rates, to try and stave off a recession.
OK. John, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.